Shalom to all! Today we're learning Yerushalmi Sukkah, Parag Gimel, all the way at the end with Halacha Yud Beis, and in the Ezra Tzurus Daf it's on Chaf Amud Beis, and the article Tzurus Daf it's on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, and today's Daf sponsor Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mim Tzar Bas B'Yakam Moshe, Hernish, Amash Ed Havin Aliyah. So Misha says, Mekabels Isha Miyad B'no Miyad Bailo, Machzer Shlomayim B'Shabbos, a woman can receive a lulav from her husband or son and return it to the water on Shabbos. They used to put the lulavim in water to keep it fresh, and the chiddush over here is that even though we just learned before, a lulav on Shabbos is muktzah, and so once a husband puts it down, he's not allowed to pick it back up again. He's allowed to hand it to his wife, even though she's not necessarily going to be shaking it. She is allowed to put it into the water on Shabbos because she's just returning it. That's Lashon of Machzeres. And it's because of a Heder Mitzvah to keep it nice and fresh. Now, Rabbi Yudah Amri, he tells us, B'Shabbos Machzirin. On Shabbos, he's just allowed to return it back to the water. Whereas B'Yom Tov Maisifin, on Yom Tov, he's even allowed to add water. And B'Moed Machlifin, on Chol Moed, he should change the water to keep it nice and fresh. And lastly, Kol Katan Shesh by Das L'Hanea, Chayv Lulav, any katan that has Das to shake Lulav, that's what he should do. He has a Chiv to shake, not that he has a Chiyov, but the father has a chi of mitzvahs chinuch. And chafal from Rafa on top of the Gemara tells us, Yudel and Anaya, chai blulav. If he knows how to shake it, he's chai blulav. Furthermore, Yudel satev, chai betzitzes. If he knows how to wrap himself, so he puts on tzitzes. Yudel daber, if he knows how to speak, of mlam de lashon Torah. His father teaches him lashon Torah, which is Torah tzivulon moshem rasha kilas yaakov. Yudel shmas yadav, if he knows how to guard his hands, he knows how to protect them from getting tame and touching things he shouldn't, oichon yadav truma. So he can eat truma because of his hands. In other words, we have truma that he was near that he might have touched. We don't have to be afraid that he touched him with tame hands because he knows how to guard his hands and we can eat that truma. Also, as gufay, if he knows how to guard his body from becoming tamei, oichan al gufay tarais, we can eat tarais based off of his body. Wouldn't have to be afraid that he touched something and made it tamei. However, says the Gemara, aval eino eruv lefnei ateva, he's not allowed to down for the amud ve'eino noises kapav. He's not a duchen if he's a kayin ve'eino emin al duchen. He can't stand on the duchen, which is a platform that levim stood on when they would play musical instruments or sing. This is only actually a smali ziknoi until his beard comes in, because then it's considered kavod. Now, Rabbi says, v'klim with all them, he ben esrim shana. He has to be 20 and above. And that's even if he has a full beard. How do we know this? Because the pasuk says, "Vaymidai asalvim ben esrim shana v'mala natzeach hamlechas beis Hashem." So the Levi has to be 20 years old to do this. Hadrolach parak luva gazol. Malzor finishing the third parak of Masechta Sukkah. Just like we zechah finished this parak together, wish we zechah to finish the entire Masechta Sukkah together, and of course all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And moving on right into the brand new parak, the Mishnah tells us lulav arava shisha v'shiva. Lulav and arava will be done either 6 or 7 days. Lulav is shaking lulav, and arava, which we're going to be learning in the Gemara, is something that they did back in the times of Beis HaMikdash, which was they would circle the Mizbech every single day with Aravais. We do this every single day, and on Hashanah Rabbah as well, which is reminiscent of that. So Lulav was shaken, and Arava was done either 6 or 7 days. Now, a Halal of HaSimcha, saying full Halal and Simcha, which is eating from a carbon shlamim, that's Shmoina all 8 days. That's 7 days of Sukkahs and 1 day of Shmina Tzeres. Sukkah, the Chiv to sit in a Sukkah, Venis Chamayim, and the water libations, which was done in the morning, Shiva, that's for 7 days, and V'achalil, the flute, that's referring to Simcha. That's 5 or 6 days. So Mishnah explains, Lulav Sheva Ketzad, what's the situation that Lulav is done for 7 days? So Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, when the first day of Sukkot was on Shabbos, Lulav Sheva, so then Lulav was done for 7 days because it's Daicha Shabbos, but Ushar Kal Yomim, when Shabbos fell out on any other day of Sukkot, Shisha, then Lulav was only taken for 6 days because Lulav is not Daicha Shabbos when Shabbos is not the first day of Sukkot. The Mishnah continues, Arava Sheva Ketzad, when do we do Arava for 7 days? So Yom Hashvi Shal Arava Shechal B'Shabbos Shiva, when a Shana Rabbah falls out on Shabbos, that's when we do for 7 days, whereas Rishar Kol Yomim Shisha, Shabbos falls out on any other day of Sukkot, so it's only 6 days, because a Rav is not Doicha Shabbos. The Gemara tells us, Luv HaRav HaShisha B'Shiva V'Chulu, Rebbe Zeira quotes Rebbe Ilo, quotes Rebbe Yasso, says B'Shem Rebbe Yechanon, a Rav HaHalach L'Mash Misinai. This Chiv of doing a Rav is a Halach L'Mash Misinai. And the like Abishal, this is not like Abishal, the Abishal, Yom Abishal says, a Rav HaDvar Taira, it's a Da'iraisa, it's sourced in a Pasuk, because what does the Taira tell us? V'Arvei Nachal, and one should take a Rava is of the Nachal, but the Zolshan of Arve is Shtaim, it's two. What do we learn from here? Arava Lulav, Arava Lamikdash. According to Abishal, this Chiv of Arava is actually based on a Pasuk. Now, Rav Bach quotes Rav Chiyu, says B'Shem B'Yechanan, Arava V'nis Chamayim, and we have to add into the Girsa, the Eser Netiyos, Halach L'mash Misinai. These three dinim are Halach L'mash Misinai. Now, Arava, we already know what that is. Nis Chamayim, we know what that is. And what's Eser Netiyos? So this is a din that has to do with Shemitah. We know that not only is it Aser to plow and plant on Shemitah, there's a Chiv of Sefes Shvius, that one has to stop plowing before Shemitah. However, there's this din of Eser Netiyos, that if a person has 10 young saplings, young trees that were planted within a certain range of each other, if they're not plowed right up until Shemitah, then they'll very possibly die and get ruined. There'll be a big loss for him. So he is allowed to plow up until Shemitah. Shemitah, as opposed to if there's a Kenos, if they're old trees, he has to stop a month beforehand. So as we just said, these are all Halachos Moshe Mi-Sinai. Chaf Alpha Omer on top. Udo like Rabbi Kiva, this is not like Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, Nischamayim, Dvar Taira, that the Chiv do Nischamayim is Midai Raisa. Because what does the Pasuk tell us? Bishani, on the second day of Sukkot, it tells us, Viniskehem, and they're Nisachim. And Bashisha, on the sixth day of Sukkot, it says, Unisacheha. And Bashvi, on the seventh day of Sukkot, it says, Kimishbatam. And these are different words used than in the other days of Sukkot. So what do we have here? Mem, Yud Mem. We have an extra Mem in the Viniskehem. We have extra Yud of Unisacheha, and we have extra Mem of Kimishbatam. What does that spell? Mayim. So that's a hint to Nischamayim, and that's in the Torah. So that's not a halachah Moshe Mi-Sinai. Now, Rabbi Barba, Baal Kubi Rabbi Yochanan, he asks as follows, Achshav Lomahim Charshim Bizkenos. Nowadays, why do they plow around old trees? We just said that the din of Esr Netiyos is halachah Moshe Mi-Sinai, but if it's not a Netiyah, if it's not a young tree, and it's not 10 of them planted within a certain area of each other, it's usher to plow around the Kenos, around old trees, right up until Shemitah. Why is it that we do that nowadays? So Amar Lehi responded to him, B'shah Shenin Halacha, at the time that this halachah Moshe Mi-Sinai was given over, Lekach Nitna, it was given over as such, She'im Bikshu Lachroish Yachroishu. If they decided there was a need to plow, then they're allowed to plow. In other words, built into halachah Moshe Mi-Sinai, there was a stipulation that if the Chachamim realized that even with old trees, there's a necessity to plow, they can say it's okay to plow. We continue, Rav Babar Zavta says, B'shem Rav Chanin Bras Chavron, Arav Avonis Chamayim V'Asen Ritiyos, Misayit HaNevim Heim. This comes from the Nevi'im. Asked the Gemara, Ma'u Palik, was this an argument? Is he saying that it's not halachah Moshe Mi-Sinai, but the Nevi'im established it? And so Rav Yisrael Rabban answers, B'shem Levi, Kach Hoysa Halacha B'yadam, this was halachah Moshe Mi-Sinai that they had, Ushachua, and then later on they forgot it. V'amdu Ashniyim, and then the later ones, meaning the Nevi'im, stood up, V'skimu Adas Rishayim, and then delving into it and establishing it based off of what the original one said, meaning they ended up coming out with the same din that the original halachah Moshe Mi-Sinai was. Elametchas teaches you, Shekol Nevesh Nosen Nafshon Bezin Olav, that anything that Bezin is Moser Nefesh over, Soifel Eskayim B'yadon, it eventually will be fulfilled and it will have a key and it will last. K'moshen Amar L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, like it was said to Moshe Bar Sinai. V'asek Yehidu Amar Rav Manos, just like Rav Manos said, the Pasuk tells us, Ki Lo Davar Reik Hu Mikem. This is not something that's empty from you. What do we learn from here? V'im Reik Hu Mikem, if it is empty from you, meaning if you don't have it in your hand, if it's not solid, if it's not established, Lama, why is that? She'ena Timi Gameboy. That's because you don't work hard in it. You don't toil in it. As the Pasuk tells us, Ki Chayechem, for it's your life. Eimasayu Chayechem, when is it your life? B'shasha Timi Gameboy. That's only when you toil with it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss Arava. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.